We've been able to grab Brad Wetter. Morning to you, Brad.
Morning, Andrew.
It's exciting when you get two-year-olds that are set to debut like you've got two today.
Yeah, it is. Look, obviously I've thrown them in the deep end a bit, but, you know, they're two really nice two-year-olds. I probably wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
So, Jailbreak, have you been pleased by particularly the last trial?
Yeah, look, I took him to those early two-year-old trials and, both of them, everything went wrong, could. And, I think I was probably the loneliest bloke in the world that day after the trial. So, you know, we sort of regrouped. I just gave him a couple of weeks out after that and got him back in. And, you know, he's been excellent since he's been back in work, done everything right. He had a good trial the other day and, his mindset's been totally different after those Randwick trials anyway.
Yeah, it's just helped him, maybe the trip away. I know you were disappointed on the day by the sounds of it, but maybe it helps him just getting the trip away from home.
Yeah, it probably was. I might have just been a little bit soft leading into those trials. And, you know, he's a big imposing colt and, things just didn't go right. But, he's definitely, back on board now.
I know talking with Damien Flower, he's been the most expensive Rubik colt sold in any Magic Million sale out of last year's sales. He doesn't know that, but you obviously felt when you spotted this yearling 12 months ago, roughly, that he's going to develop into a nice horse.
Yeah, well, Damien, he wanted to buy, the nicest Rubik he could find, and, he pinpointed this horse, and he said to me, well, this is, he's a carbon copy of his father, so I didn't know his dad, obviously. I didn't have anything to do with him,
yeah.
But I've seen him since, and, he's a lovely animal.
What about the other one, Islands? This is the half-sister to Military Rose, who's won a Magic Millions.
Yeah, I really like her. She's got a great brain. She's drawn well. Barrier one, so she should just slot in behind the speed somewhere there. I think she's very straightforward filly, and, I think... she's going to be in the race for a long way too.
Off the trials, I know this is really hard, but, and you use both Corey and Christian. So is there a leaning one way or the other of these two, or are they similar where they're placed right now?
Yeah, I just didn't want to go chopping and changing with the colt. Corey knows him. I basically went that way, and he was very happy with him after the trial. And, he's had a nice gallop since and come through well. So, it's just more, I just wanted to keep the one rider on him and the filly. Christian's done a lot of work for us, obviously, with both horses, and it's just a reward for him.
Yep, understand. Witherspoon's back in the first race. Are you happy off the one trial and watching that on this track at Wyong? Happy to go to the races, obviously?
Yeah, I am. Like, she's not a big filly. She's carrying about 20 kilos heavy the last time through, but I think it's just normal material. Well, she was a little backward thing, and she's, come on this time through. So I didn't see any point trialling her again. And, she's got a little bit of weight, but, she carries that sort of weight every day, over 1,000, I'm sure. If it was 2,000 metres, I'd be thinking twice, but 1,000 metres, I think, shouldn't worry her.
Understand. And is she still, in your mind, a jump and run?
Look, she is. I've tried sort of get her back a little bit and things like that. I just don't think, I can't sort of get the right races where anything sort of crosses. And, you've just got to race them in 1,000 metre races, and it's very hard to get a teacher to settle. So she's getting there, but, I think it's just going to take racing and, she ran a couple of good races last time through, and I took her down to Melbourne. It was it ended up being a hot race. She had the Coolmore winner in the race, so it was a harder race than I thought it was going to be. And she got towed up, but I think it helped her for this time through.
And you haven't entered her for the Gold Coast. You just feel that they're not going to be suitable up there?
Yeah, I just I don't think. If there was 1,100 metres, 3-year-old race, but, unfortunately there's not. So, I just don't think, I think we can look at other things with it and, chasing something that's probably not the right thing to do.
And mate, the fields have just popped up for Saturday. The English Nursery Miraculous has drawn barrier 10 in a field of 14. What can you tell us about her?
Oh, I'd have to speak to the boys at JHB, but I've got her in Friday. She's drawn better on Friday, so right. I'd have to have a look at the race and have a word to them. I'd say they'll do the form and
yep.
Let me know. But, yeah, it's a bit tricky. I think she's a filly that needs to draw well. You know, I think she's pretty much like Witherspoon. She's a jump and run sort of filly. She probably needed a few, you know, better break there than,
yep.
than that barrier.
All right, we'll wait and see what you end yep. up doing. Good on you, Brad. I hope they both run well today and can earn some prize money.